Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, everybody. I'm here with Matthew, waiting on a few of us today. How are you doing, Matthew?
I am doing great today.
Good.
It's a wonderful day.
I see you're in Saturn.
Yes, I have traveled to outer space. I am now observing good news from the universe side, not around the world anymore.
Okay, that's great. I hope that you bring the positivity to Earth.
I shall. I have not found any life out here yet, but I am still on the exploration for good news around the universe.
Ooh, I love this. Good. Well, you know, do you have anything that you would like to spread to the world right now from Saturn?
I do not have anything from Saturn, but I do have something from a little puppy.
Oh, cute.
This little dog right here goes out and rescues whales, actually. This guy's a little scuba gear on, looking all cute. So he was a rescue dog that got abandoned, and they basically took him in at the wildlife preservation. And how he rescues dogs is, dogs have a great sense of smell. He is able to sniff out whale poop, essentially. So, you sniff out the whale poop by going close to the shore, and he basically is finding whales that are basically about to be in danger because they can be beached because they're too close to the shore. And they'll also learn about how whales give birth and things like that from him being able to track all the dog to track all the whales. And here's him finding the whales right there. A lot of whales are going to be saved, and they might not be as in danger now thanks to this little mighty puppy.
Aw, that's so cute. Dog at sea. It reminds me of The Boys, but I can't say. Let's not say, but it does remind me of The Boys. So if anyone's seeing The Boys season 2, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Got a mini stylish.
Hi, Dana. How are you?
I'm good. How are you all doing?
Good.
Are you French today, Cindy?
Yes, I am French. Oui, oui.
Oui, oui. Bonjour.
Bonjour, everybody.
I can't see.
And you're happy today.
For some reason. Yes, I am all the emotions today.
Ah.
Yes.
You're happy?
Yeah, I think that was pretty cool. I read about this earlier, and I'm always like thinking, I'm like, I wonder how they train this dog to, you know, detect whale poop. They probably got him a little sample and I guess trained him to locate it that way.
It doesn't really say.
Yeah.
I just think he looks stylish.
He does. He looks super cool. I love the goggles. They probably put sunblock on him and stuff too, because he's got to be out, you know, on the water all day. So,
sunblock on a dog. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh. So cute.
I think it's a French bulldog. From the look of it.
Could be. I can't see the rest of his face because of his stylish goggles. That's pretty cool.
A dog on a mission.
Yeah, there's some whales he found. No, it's probably not a French. But anyway.
Oh, that inspires me to do something. Maybe I should go whale watching. That'd be cute. I wish I could see the dog and be like, here's a whale, there's a whale. I don't know. Have you seen a whale before? Like Matthew or Dana?
Oh, yeah. I have. I went whale watching once. And
where did you go?
Montauk. So, the funny thing is, the guy was tracking the whales. We saw like the whale tail come down, and these dolphins started following the boat the whole time. So everyone was fascinated by the dolphins, and the guy that was like hosting it basically wanted us all to pay attention to the whales. He's like, there's some dolphins. And everyone's like looking at them do backflips and everything. And they're like, ah, whoa. And the guys again, they're like, yeah, we gotta move on. Nobody wants to see these dolphins. He's like trying to hunt bull whales. But meanwhile, like everybody in the boat wanted to see the dolphins. He just, I guess, didn't like that they stole the show from the whales.
Dolphins are showstoppers. They love to put on a show.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen
a whale. They are like, I haven't seen whales either, but I've seen plenty of dolphins, and dolphins love to show off. I have noticed that.
I love dolphins.
When I was in Florida, I went to Sanibel Beach, and you could literally see like dolphins swimming out and like doing their flips and stuff as you're sitting on the beach, on the sand. You don't even have to go into the water to see them because they just love like interacting with people. They're very like social creatures. It's amazing.
And they're great. Dana, how was kickboxing? I didn't get to go, but I just want to ask you how it was.
It was intense. The okay. warm-up was the hardest part. And I have to add a disclaimer. I haven't worked out in like a gym or done like any type of classes for, I think it's been like at least a year. So it was a lot. We did so many burpees, and after a while, I'm just like, nope, no more burpees for me. But the actual kickboxing, when we had our gloves on and we were punching and kicking, that was exhilarating because, oh my God, like I had so much, the lady, the instructor walked by, she's like, oh, you're a feisty one. Because I was just like going at it. I fully enjoyed it. So I bought a pair of boxing gloves. I'm signed up for my next 5 classes. And then we'll see how it goes from there. And my next venture is going to be hot yoga.
Oh my God, done it in the hot past. Yoga.
What I think I'm gonna do this winter is I'm gonna try like different experiences in working out throughout this winter. So it's cheaper.
Ooh.
And you get to try different things instead of signing up for just one thing. And then me, knowing me, I would never go back after signing up. So I'm like, let me just do this 5 class package and then I'll see if I want to return.
But I'm the same way as you, because when I sign up for a gym, I don't go. I mean, I go once in a while. I signed up for Bally's Fitness when it was open for 10 years and I barely went. I can count on my fingers when I went, like
same
less
here.
Than 10
times. They keep
times.
Taking money out of my account, but I just never get a chance to go there to cancel either. So I'm just like,
yeah.
Why am I paying all this money for the gym when I don't go? But my friend signed up for it. She did the 6-month contract, but it's a very loose contract, which I like because you can cancel at any time within the 6 months.
Yeah.
So it worked out quite nicely, and the classes are small. You're socially distanced with everyone. They only use every other punching bag, so you're never close to anybody as you're working out. And working out with a mask was not bad at all.
Okay, that's what I was afraid about. That's why I didn't go.
Yeah, it wasn't bad because the first couple of minutes, if you feel it, but then afterwards, you're just like, oh, it's fine. You can breathe.
Oh.
It's doable.
So do
you
think...
You just sweat a lot.
Yeah, wow. So you know what? I think that soon you'll become like this person here. You'll become like the Somalian boxer.
Why Somalian?
Because she is a refugee boxer, Ramla Ali from Somali, who is going to be in the Olympics. And she was going to be in the Olympics in Tokyo 2020, but coronavirus outbreak delayed it, and there's no Olympics this year. So she's a 31-year-old UK-based boxer, Somali boxer, and she's been in boxing for a few years now. She wanted to show that females can box, that females, Muslim females in general, can be in the sport, because normally, you know, she wanted to prove that you know, a female boxer can be out there, especially a Muslim boxer. That was really inspiring. So her backstory is, back in the early 90s, they had a war, like a civil war, and her brother ended up dead while he was playing outside by a mortar. And she just had to leave Somali as a refugee and go to London. And then she was picked on in school for being overweight. So then she started doing a boxing class. She did boxer size class. She loved it so much. She kept on boxing. So she became into the boxing and loved boxing so much. But she didn't tell her family that she did that. She went to the gym secretly because she thought her family wouldn't approve the sport for a Muslim girl. And she did that and she became in championships. So she won a lot of championships. She represented England, and she apparently switched to Somali in 2017. And then she told her parents. And her mother became supportive after that, after seeing how amazing, seeing how she became accepted to the Olympics. I thought that was a great story. Her husband, Richard Moore, also supported her. And she's being funded by her amateur boxing career, by modeling. And she was also selected by the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, as one of the 15 cover stars on the September 2019 Vogue magazine. So this shows that, wow, Dana, you can do it. You can go from boxing and you can be the next world champion in the Olympics, changing stereotypes all over the world.
I mean, I'm trying not to be, thank you for being overly ambitious for me, but I do see it as a very like addicting sport almost, because after I posted on Instagram and Facebook my picture of like the boxing and the punching bag, a lot of people wrote back saying, oh, I miss it so much, I want to go back, how are you liking it? Like, oh, it was insane because people really do enjoy it and love it. Is there a picture of Ramla?
Yes.
Because that would be amazing.
Yeah. So I thought about you when I saw this. Oh, here it is.
Yes, I got those Everlast gloves too. Nice. She's very toned. Oh my goodness. Motivation. You should come, Cindy. You could be like her too.
I know, that's true.
Kick some butt. Ah, nice. Very cool. Very good looking. And speaking of good looking, have you guys heard of those like calendars that have like firefighters and good looking men for each month of the
years ago? Yes. Right?
Yes. Well, it's back again. Australia is doing almost like a fundraiser because they went through like their major fires and things. Where a lot of the animals were hurt. So the rescue missions took in all these koala bears and kangaroos that were injured in the fire, and had them pose with very, very good looking firefighters, Australian firefighters. So this calendar is up for sale. Yeah. Let me see. And it's really cool. I'm thinking about, let me see.
You thinking about buying it?
Yes. Like, why not? Because I did get a deal from T-Mobile Tuesday for the calendar with your own picture. So I figured instead of that, maybe I could do this.
Wow.
Check them out, lady. Matthew, mm-hmm. You too.
Yeah. Matthew's gonna have ideas for himself.
This article. There you go. Matthew, you could do this too.
To me, the show
could be one of the models. What's that?
I said the showstopper is the kangaroo. Look at the kangaroo's face.
Oh.
I know. He's just like relaxing on his hunky chest. I love it. So this one article is from. This was better than good news. This was like happy news. It's eye candy news, I must say. So this article comes from the Good News Network and it's titled Australian Firefighters Pose with Adorable Rescue Animals for Sizzling Wildlife Charity Calendar.
Oh, so adorable. So the guy is hugging the kangaroo.
Yep, so this is for the 2021 calendar that's going to be published, and it has their most adorable animals, and it's their 28th year doing this, so they've been doing this for a while. And this year, because of COVID, they really couldn't, you know, keep the animals that close to them just to keep themselves and the animals safe. They use their own pets along with koala bears and even kangaroos and cats and dogs. Here's one. Look at this kangaroo chilling.
I think the kangaroo looks hot.
He does, right? Look at that pose.
Oh, wow. Look at the muscles on the kangaroo.
god.
Kangaroos are strong.
They are. Have you seen them like punch people?
No.
Yeah. They you really have? Box.
I want this. I want both of these.
Is this on your Christmas list, Dana?
Why not?
I think it's on mine too. I'm gonna look at the animals.
Yes, of course. Just yeah. The animals.
Just the animals. I mean,
every day. Every yeah. Day. Just animals.
Look at oh my koala. God, a koala! So cute.
They're competing for Best Smile Award. I'm guessing this is his dog. And they all have tattoos, which oh. Makes them like 10 times hotter.
Wow.
The men, I mean.
Imagine the animals having tattoos. I don't know if that's sane. No. Oh, porcupine? Oh my gosh.
I think that's a porcupine, yeah.
He's just getting stung in the back, but look, keeping his pose.
Mm-hmm. And this tiny little pony having his day.
So cute. So where do we get these calendars? Can you let us know?
Yes. Oh, look at this man with the chicks. He's got all the chicks. Into your face is priceless right now. Sylvia too. You're all blushing. You're all blushing. I love it. Look at this one with the dog and the flowers. All right. Let me skim through these quickly. And let me see if there's a website somewhere here.
Yeah, I'm so busy. I want to know.
The picture is like, I'm not even looking at the words.
Australian Firefighters 2021 calendars. Oh, you can purchase it here. Let's see.
Here, let's see how much it is.
Oh, so it's called Australian. Mm-hmm.
Firefighters calendar 2021. And the calendar has raised over $3.2 million for various charities that help these animals.
Beautiful.
It's only $14.28 plus shipping.
How much is shipping? It's from Australia.
I think it would be probably under $20, I would think.
Let's see. Let's pretend see we're ordering. Yeah.
Firefighters 2021. I want this one with the little kitten. Add to cart. Oh, you can add a personalized message for $3.25.
Ooh.
All right, let's do it with a personalized message. View examples. Ooh. Dear Cindy, you light my fire. Lots of love.
I'm so happy I light your fire.
All right, we'll do that.
I hope I light everyone's fire.
I hope you can put them out too.
I don't know if I could do that.
It reminds me of the New York City taxi cab driver calendars that were for a good cause as well.
Yeah.
What was it?
The New York City taxi cab driver calendar where they had them all posing on taxis.
Oh, like good looking men?
No, like real taxi cab drivers, and they were doing it for, it was almost for comedy, but it was for like, I forgot what it was, a charitable cause they were doing it for.
Uh-huh.
So, it actually sold a lot, so people bought it all over the place.
So, Matthew, why don't you do a personal training calendar 2021?
I got you. It'll just be me, because why not? I'll get tattoos throughout the thing, so I can look like one of those hot men with tattoos. So, every month will be a new tattoo.
Oh, like the ink tattoo that comes off every 2 weeks or something?
No, I'll get the real ones. You gotta go in. If you're going in, you gotta do it for real.
Oh, damn. I don't know about that.
All right, guys. So the calendar is $14.28, and for USPS shipping that's tracked is $9.28. So the total comes out to be $23.56, which still isn't bad for this.
That's not bad. So $23.56 for anyone in Queens, New York. You can put in your address and find out how much it costs as well. So it's Australian Firefighters calendar.com. Support Australia.
And there's also a Meet the Firefighters section where you get to.
Dana's booking a ticket right now.
Let me come with you, Dana.
Let's do it.
All right, I'm ready.
Go to Australia, down under.
I want to meet the koalas. You can meet the firefighters. I'll meet the little animals.
Yeah, kangaroos scare me a little bit, so I think I'm gonna keep my distance from them.
Okay.
Yeah. That was my good looking piece today.
Yeah, the Tasmania devil scares me.
They're so cute.
But they're so cute, but the way they eat through bones, it's just a little scary.
I would so go to the zoo to see that, though. They don't seem to even care about regular. They're like scavengers, so they don't hunt people. They don't hunt things. They see meat and they devour it. They make little cool sound effects.
Yeah, they do. How did they go, Matthew?
I don't know if your microphone can handle that. They're like,
that's how they sound for real.
Yes, maybe that's why they eat through bone. Noises like that.
It's good. They're clearing their voice.
I feel like their voices for every horror film ever made. That's where they get all the sound effects from. From just recording Tasmanian devils in a room.
Especially zombies. So Sylvia's on. Hi, Sylvia.
Speaking of zombies.
Yes.
I have another article that segues right into zombies.
Oh, wow. Oh, let's hear it. I love zombies. Cool. Perfect.
All right.
Any Walking Dead fans here? Raise your hands up.
I watched a couple of seasons of it, but nothing crazy.
I watched like all of it. So
after the whole COVID thing went down, Japan's haunted houses really lost a lot of business for the holidays, as did, you know, everywhere else around the world. But this specific car wash in Japan became very innovative and brought their car wash and their haunted house together and turned it into a haunted car wash. So people come in to get spooked out in their vehicles, and they're social distance because they're in their vehicles with their windows up. And then there's people that are actors that walk around your car trying to scare you, throwing blood and, you know, body parts and stuff at you. And then at the end, you get a nice little car wash to clean up your car. So here is the article, also from the Good News Network. This drive-through haunted house in Japan is bloody scary, but they wash your car after terror is over. It's a pretty cool experience. Here's a picture of like a zombie crawling up on, you know, someone's car, they're strapped inside. And it's nice because there's really no escape. You can't really run from them. You know, you can't really do anything. You're kind of just stuck inside your vehicle until they're done with their spookiness. So it's a Tokyo pop-up experience. So they turned a parking garage into a haunted car wash. Ooh, and you also have the option to pay an additional $9 for an extra bloody experience.
I love that. Japan is awesome.
And it says, don't worry, once you've lived through the stuck in a vehicle in a zombie apocalypse experience, your car will be thoroughly sterilized and wiped clean.
Can we have that here?
These actors that were going to lose their jobs working in haunted houses now have another place to work. Because now there's these car washes that offer. They should really do this stuff here. It would be really cool. People would really enjoy it.
And plus, car washes over here would have more business. I would go just for that experience.
That's true. There is a video, but it's just about them like getting into their makeup and things like that. So it's not really giving any of the actual experience away, because they do want people to continue coming to watch.
Ah, that's super cool. Japan has amazing culture. I love that they're free and open and just having fun all the time. With a lot of creepiness right now. Because I love Halloween. You know, don't you love Halloween?
Me too.
I don't know. You love Halloween? Everyone loves Halloween?
Yep, Halloween is great.
I came with you pumpkins later.
Yes, we're going to be carving our pumpkins later or coloring or, you know, decorating. Yeah. So I'm excited for that today. I hope everybody's carving their pumpkin or doing something. Pumpkin carving season.
Really missed the In fact, I can't go to a haunted house this year. Every year I go.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm. I always go to a different one every year. I was so looking forward to going to the penitentiary one in Pennsylvania. Because I heard that's like the scariest one in the nation.
Didn't they open that one? I thought they opened it.
They opened a different one. It's not the same one.
I know Amityville is open.
Amityville,
but only like
a few people.
I know. It's played out.
It's like, I wanted to see the scariest thing because the last time I went to a haunted house with my friends, we were like basically trying to scare people, trying to scare us. Because we were like, there was one guy, I remember he was trying to act like he's eating like some like dead body or something. So when he hears a door close, he comes out and jumps at you. So he's just acting like he's eating, because you know the door makes a loud snapping sound. So my friend held the door down, and I went up on him and scared him instead. So I wanted to see something that's truly scary. So I don't know, it's just my thing. I like to see myself get scared, but it doesn't ever work. I still try anyway, the thrill of it.
I feel like they target people, because when I went to Blood Manor in the city years ago, this one actor kept on axing me like this, and I fell down, and I fell in the corner, and they still axing.
They
I
do
was screaming.
Blood Manor, yeah.
You went to Blood Manor before?
I did, years ago. They really chase you, and then there's one in Valley Stream that's really scary. It's a firehouse that they turn into, and that's also another charity type thing. And oh my God, they are brutal. They really target the people that are scared until like you lose your voice and you're screaming and running out of the house. That happened to me. I stopped going up the wall. I'm like, nope, I can't do this anymore. I'm gonna like collapse one of these days. I
can't. Yeah, I was in the corner and yeah, and you're the one that left and ran away. Yeah, I can't do it. I'm good. I know Poe, you know, usually she's on, but she's like, she really wants to go to the penitentiary or something. And I'm like, no, I'm not going. Matthew wanted to go.
I have somewhere to go with.
Go with Poe.
I'm surprised though, because she doesn't like scary movies, but she'll go to the penitentiary.
Yeah. Or maybe I heard wrong. Maybe one of her friends wanted to go. I don't know. Because I remember her mentioning penitentiary. No, she went. She went to the penitentiary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she went with one of her friends to the penitentiary. But I think I'm good.
They definitely target people. Once you scream, you're like marked for the whole entire event. Because your screaming will trigger everybody else, essentially. So that's when you get targeted.
Yeah.
But when you go to the state penitentiary, you'll probably come back with like a souvenir ghost or something that's gonna haunt you for the rest of your life.
I mean, if you gotta go to a haunted house anywhere, that's a good place to go because many people died there too. So it's probably already haunted.
Exactly. Yeah, it probably really is haunted. You probably don't even know if it's an actor or an actual, you know, spirit ghost chasing after you.
I'm all right with a real ghost chasing me too. Why not? I need the experience. Anything to experience life. Even if it
today,
might kill me.
Right. Today on Good News, Dana flew out of the building, all scared and frozen. So she couldn't make it today on Good News. So let's do an article to brighten the world. Oh, she's here! Yay!
It's my ghost. It's my ghost that's here. What the hell was that?
It's Dana's ghost speaking to us today. She's still, even as a good ghost, she's still bringing us good news.
And I still have to drink my coffee, even as a ghost.
Well, ghosts need fuel too, right?
Right, they need their caffeine to keep it going all day.
Ghost of good news.
I'm gonna haunt you all on Sundays at noon.
I'm gonna actually buy the Australian calendar and hold it up so you don't haunt me.
Ooh.
I'll good distraction.
I'll stop to look. Like, turn the page, Sydney, turn the page. I'll make the wind blow to help you like turn the page too.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Go back to June. I wanna see June again.
Oh boy. And if I don't, then I don't know what's gonna happen to me.
Then you pay. Pay the price.
Then we'll all be ghost. So anyone else has an article? Matthew, Sylvia?
you can go.
What? Sylvia?
Oh yeah, I have an article.
Okay, great.
So my article is about a 7-year-old boy who started a food pantry donation through GoFundMe. And he did it because he was bullied and he felt like he was in a dark place. And instead of internalizing that hurt he was feeling, he said, you know what? I want to spread positivity and good cheer. So he's like the poster child of good news. So right now he has a GoFundMe to raise $30,000 to donate it. So he can buy food to donate to people at reservations. Because he lives nearby to reservations, and so far, he has a his organization is called Cool and Dope. So and his motto is being cool and giving good vibes is what Cool and Dope does. And he says during this coronavirus pandemic, it is scary and it feels like the world is coming to an end. But I know with love we can get through this together. So with all of my savings from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases, I made 68 care packages for senior citizens so they could have what they need to feel safe. And then I used some money that was left to buy 31 hot meals for the elderly. And when I wanted to give back even more, I went to social media and asked for donations. And I got enough food to buy food for 90 students. But I want to help as many people as he wants. And so he launched the Love is Greater Than COVID-19 community pantry. And he says, if you're in need or if you know someone in need, request their care package here. And he says, if I can raise $10,000, then I can keep the pantry stocked and serve 1,000 senior citizens and families in need during hard times in this country, in our country. And there's an update here. He said, thanks to generous donations from Buca di Pepo and H&S Bakery at Plus Positivity Creators, I was able to deliver 140 hot meals this week. 90 delicious meals went to feed low-income students, and 50 meals that went to senior citizens at the Churchill Senior Living Apartment. And he's only 7 years old. And I think that's just amazing, you know. Imagine being 7 years old and you're being bullied at school and you feel like you have nowhere to turn. How did he think about this, right? But he said he didn't want other people to feel the same way he felt. So, and he asked his mom first, who, how could he help spread love and positivity? And this is what he came up with. So there's a GoFundMe here, GoFundMe.com, COVID-19 Community Pantry. And his charity is called Love is Greater Than COVID-19 Community Pantry.
That's awesome. I love that these little kids are doing charities. I mean, also there's another little girl, 11-year-old girl, also making masks out there. She's making masks for 500 people. And after that was done, her mom's like, thank God, she's done with that. But then everyone else donated money to her, $1,200, and she got a new sewing machine and she just keep making masks for free. I found that's really beautiful. All these kids out there. Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, kids, they could just show you things that they're not jaded by, like, life as much. You know, sometimes, like us as adults, we feel like, oh, I really want to do something, but I have XYZ to do and I can't do it. But kids, they have nothing to think about and nothing to worry about. So they're like, I'm going to do it and I have the resources to do it. Even if I don't have the resources, I'm going to make it happen.
Yeah. Lovely. We had great articles today. Thank you all for that. I leave everyone off with a quote. You always pass failure on the way to success. And this is from Mickey Rooney, an actor. You always pass failure on the way to success. So do not be discouraged on any of your endeavors. Always keep going. Even if you fail, you just keep going. One day you will succeed. That's a quote from Good News Crew today.
Lovely. Yeah. Keep going through that week. Finish that day, finish that week, finish that month. Finish it strong.
Keep finishing it. And remember what we say. Yay! Well, thank you all for listening. I hope you all had a great week or will have a great week and a day. And just keep striving. Come back for more good news.
Oh, and happy Halloween to everyone, all those that celebrate. I'm super excited.
Yes, Halloween is next week. Next Saturday. Oh, it's coming up. So happy Halloween. We have some ghouliness going on.
Ghouliness?
So need a costume.
I don't know. I just made up a word.
Gooiness. Got some gooiness going around.
I got some gooiness, some raspberry gooiness.
What?
I don't know.
This just keeps getting weirder and weirder.
I used to have a friend in college. Her name was Julia, but she was like a goth girl, so she wanted everyone literally to call her Julia.
Julia?
Her name is Julia, and she's goth, so she literally wanted everyone to just call her Julia. So everyone literally called her Julia all the time. So shout out to Julia, if you're listening.
So what would our names be?
You gotta make up your own goth name. Everyone make up a goth name right now.
Cinderella?
Maybe we'll make up a goth name for each other because it's kind of hard to think of one.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, all right.
Transylvania.
Ah, that's a good one for me.
That's a good one.
You'll be, I don't know. You want to be cinder blocks?
Sounds like construction.
No, that's not a good one. Okay, so I need help here. I'm really bad at thinking of goth names.
I can't think of anything. I don't know.
Deo. Me said Deo.
I like that. That's like something else.
Me said Deo. Me said Deo.
Oh, that's a good one. You'll be Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. They sung that song in Beetlejuice, the movie.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
That's a cool down song.
Yeah.
For me. Cool. Matthew's looking out into space.
I'm in space right now.
You're looking out to see what other planets pass by.
I told the world I'm going for find good news around the universe. I haven't found life yet, but I'm out here. I'm trying for you guys.
Yeah, I'm excited for pumpkin carving.
I read somewhere where someone wrote, I wonder if Martians lock their doors when they drive by Earth. You know how when you're like driving through a bad neighborhood and you lock the doors? It's like, I wonder if aliens do that for us. Lock the doors, guys, we're passing Earth. We don't want any trespassers in here. We have a bad rep, man.
Yeah, we do.
We're bad news.
Bad news today.